What up, y'all? Before you start, the Ball Brothers want to let you know Kev on Stage and Friends is airing live stream March 29th. Get your tickets, kevonstage.com. Click the link. You know how it works. We'll send you the link the day of the show. You can watch it live with friends or anytime after on Saturday and Sunday. Support live comedy, support Black stand-up comedians, and support the show. All right. It's been only like less than 30 seconds. Here's the Ball Brothers podcast. See you next time. Bob Brothers podcast time with Kevin Tony. We're having a good time. Oh, Tony hasn't eaten anything all day. It's 2:57. He has just peed once.
I peed one time.
We're shooting six episodes on the Patreon a day. I've had all kinds of delectable deliciousness.
You had snacks.
I'm drinking water because Tony's here, but I did sneak a soda when he wasn't around because we got the little sodas here.
Yeah, one really. In my face, I think.
I did yesterday.
Was that last night?
I was like, man, it could have been drinking liquor, but I'm trying to. Sometimes you just want a Sprite, man. But the thing I have realized, if you don't drink soda a lot, when you go back to it, it tastes syrupy sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
I had a cherry lime. I had a strawberry soda last night at home. I couldn't even finish it. I said, man, this is like sludge.
Strawberry soda is big sugar.
That's the one we're like, all right, even that's for soda. Night.
Coming in red and
coming in
sweet,
heavy
handed.
All right, today's episode topic. Also, this podcast, man, me and Tony are just friends. All right, we just get along great. We was in Mexico City.
I doo-dooed on myself in Mexico City.
You did. Somebody told you should have talked about it. I said, well, you know, I was the one that encouraged it.
You forget who I am?
Telling me that story on set, I was. First of all, Tony was walking gingerly the whole next day.
Oh, man, dog.
He didn't trust. Damn, he didn't trust the thickness of his body to hold in. Nope. Tony told me, he said, I got tissue stuck up in right now.
I just had it plugged in. I don't know. I think it was the smoothies. I ate to set it off.
He was drinking smoothies in Mexico, and I was like, I think those smoothies had either the ice or the water. I said, that's too risky. You had the juicers.
I did have the juices, the hooses.
I feel like they tell you, you got to go bottle water.
I definitely went bottled water.
Yeah, what I'm saying, and then you got to avoid tap. They said apparently don't even drink ice. Like, have ice in your drinks. If you drink liquor, just go straight liquor.
Well, what the hell am I going to do, man?
But I think it was the smoothies, because we ate at a lot of the same restaurants.
Yeah.
And once you were sick, I was like, how you doing,
guys? And I got sick the second day. But I would have got sick on the smoothie bowl on the first day.
Well, yeah, I think it was the second. Because remember, we went to a different smoothie place the second time.
It was the same chain. Same chain, different location.
But it only takes one bad piece of water, one bad piece of ice.
But I also had fruit on set.
I thought it was the fruit. When you bit that, I said, you might as well snort cocaine.
I had fruit on set.
Just grab it, fruit,
after
Cam.
I had that fruit. Because he brought me the fruit to the trailer, remember?
Yes.
And then I had every piece of that fruit. It was like an apple, a pear, and a banana.
And that fruit had every piece of you.
That's immediate reaction.
And then right after that, I kind of felt it right away.
What was the fruit then, for sure? Yeah.
But why would it be the fruit?
Because I don't have the water in it.
Not clean? Did you wash the fruit before you ate it?
No. Oh, I just assumed it was already clean because it was put out there for the catering.
Somebody grabbed it to hand it to you. didn't he just hand you fruit? It wasn't even in a napkin.
It was on the plate. It was on the plate.
Oh, he was like, he didn't.
maybe it was the fruit, though. Because right after that, that's when I started feeling weird.
That was immediate?
Yeah, it was pretty, right after lunch. I was feeling normal until after lunch.
I saw Tony walk. I didn't know he was sick yet.
Man.
I saw him. Because Tony don't ever go to the bathroom that much.
Mm.
And we'd be on set 12 hours. I saw Tony he said, let me I'm going to go to the bathroom. This is how he walked to the bathroom. He was like.
Yeah. Keeping them cheeks clenched.
Hold on. When you came back, you were the good. You were like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel weird, kid.
Something wrong.
Man.
I said, you didn't even put your heel on the ground. bathroom was far.
I was this. I was moving like Gumby. Mexico City.
Hi, Pete. All right, today's episode, we're doing
Top 10 rappers turn actors.
Top 10 rappers turn actors. Now, this is tough because there's a lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
Than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are we basing this criteria on? Man. Skills?
And this is not just black.
Right.
Because Marky Mark is a, I mean, technically he's not making rapper. The list. I'm just saying.
I don't take his rap career seriously.
I don't either. Eminem probably could have had more if he did more. Yeah. I loved him in 8 Mile, but he ain't doing enough.
Right.
I'd say let's take it as if somebody told you they were a rapper, you'd be like, oh.
Okay.
They're that much of an actor.
Yeah.
They could have existed as an actor only.
Okay.
All right. Who went first last time?
You.
You? You so it's yours.
I'm going to go Yasin Bey.
I knew you were going to pick him.
Yeah, I feel like he's the most He's the most versatile rapper actor in the game.
He is.
None of his characters have been the same.
He's in a season of Dexter.
Yeah.
As like a Muslim dude. He's in the Italian Job on the comedic. He's in a movie with Queen Latifah where he was in love with her.
Brown Sugar.
It was Brown Sugar. Mm-hmm. He was so funny in
Be Kind Rewind. He was different.
Big with Jack Black.
16 Blocks with Bruce Willis. He was different. He even had a different voice. He was in Something the Lord Made, which is a fantastic movie.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's so good.
What was that about?
It was an HBO original movie about a real-life black medical dude who was helping. I forget what type of surgery they did. It was him and Alan Rickman. And he played a real-life character of somebody that changed the medical field.
Really?
Fire.
I knew you was going to say most of it. Fire. I promise you.
So open heart surgery, yeah.
Was it Ben Carson?
No, it wasn't Ben Carson.
Oh, okay.
It was fire, though. I feel like everybody should see that joint because it's so well done. But his versatility as an actor.
That's what I love about it. Do you tend to like actors who can be versatile?
Well, I like both. Because, they say Denzel's not versatile, and I love him.
Believability is huge for you, too, though.
But I also have a soft spot for, the ability to change your character. Like Mos Def and Monsters Ball is not the same Mos Def and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And so it's just like.
Like Jeffrey Wright.
Like Jeffrey Wright, like a Johnny Depp or, you know, whatever. So,
he's the best. Jeffrey Wright is Dr. Narcisse versus American Fiction.
Absolutely.
I'm like. Different guy. Totally different guy.
Different guy. So Yasin Bey
and
has
funny's
that
hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not a funny person, like, he's not a comic, or like a comedian. Mm-hmm. So, everybody who can act can't be funny.
Right.
So, that's why he's, like, up here for me, because he can be equally believable and good, serviceable as a dramatic actor.
Right.
But when they gave him all the funny and Brown Sugar, the Queen Latifah,
he was nailing it.
Be Kind Rewind was like a indie cult classic type of funny.
Him and Jack Black.
You know how I feel about Jack.
Man, Jack Black is a national treasure.
Jack Black is the leader of the
fat people. He can do no wrong.
No wrong to me.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what I'm have to do, Tony. Willard Carroll Smith II.
Okay, yeah. This list would be fraudulent if Will 1,000%. Smith wasn't on
this. He's easily the most successful, box office-wise, rapper-turned-actor.
100%.
And he also has the television sitcom career.
Yeah.
And then the 10 movies, $100 million career.
Right. Yeah.
I want Will. I'm excited for this next phase of like older Will. Because there's like a couple actors like Sam Jackson, Morgan Freeman, even De Niro.
Yeah.
They've had different careers.
Right.
Like I still want Denzel to do a character like Robert De Niro Meet the Parents.
Oh, yeah, like a funny,
funny guy, right. But he doesn't have, like, Robert De Niro is funny, but he's not being funny.
Yeah.
It's his character and then the situation.
Right.
He's really a straight up, just kind of grumpy old man who doesn't want his daughter to marry the guy. The situations are just funny.
I think his funniest roles to me for Robert De Niro are, Analyze this. Because, he was being annoying in Meet the Parents. He was just being tough on Greg.
And, yeah.
You know, Greg was carrying the comedic load. He was just being a straight, annoying man. But Analyze This, though.
Yeah.
Well, Billy Crystal's coming in as his therapist, and he's just like, man, what the fuck? What are we talking about here? It's just like,
that's what
perfect...
I want Denzel to be.
Yeah.
And I know, and it'd be a cop out to me. He'd be like, nobody ever sends me the scripts. There's nothing you couldn't do.
Yeah. If he wants to be in
a comedy,
if you told
your agent, I want my analyze,
they would
this,
find something for it.
Someone would write it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone would write
Denzel
it to make
Denzel wants
you
to be in a comedy, they're going to be like,
because it's
sold. I'm writing it right now.
I'm writing it right now.
They were rapping
to me. Stop saying that, Denzel. You are proven. Take the risk. Give us the comedy. You 60. Yeah. Give us the comedy, man.
Yeah.
We deserve it.
He can do it.
You're up next.
Okay, so we got Will Smith. We got Yasin Bey. We got to put Queen Latifah up in this thing.
Had to be.
Come on, man.
She's the next person under Will Smith to me.
Come on, man. TV show. Hit TV show. Movie roles.
Set it off.
Oscar nomination.
What's she? Chicago.
Chicago. Come on, man.
The Equalizer.
Equalizer. She got another hit TV show.
I don't know.
She got hit movies. She got two.
She became the Equalizer.
She's the Equalizer.
I don't.
Why not? That's a big girl, man. Like, it looked like she got hands. Queen Latifah, if we do a who look like they got hands, Queen Latifah's always looked like she got hands.
What's that movie where she was riding the motorcycle? It was like obviously a small man riding the motorcycle. She took the helmet off. And it was like Queen Latifah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, no. You never seen this?
I don't remember that.
I made a video about it.
But it looked like she can fight.
Hold on, Tone.
So I'm with it. Oh, they saying Taxi.
Taxi!
Yeah. I saw that movie, but I don't remember it.
Hold on. Let me see this.
But I haven't seen The Equalizer yet.
Her showing it?
Yeah.
This is Queen Latifah.
Let me see. I was riding the beginning.
This person riding this motorcycle. Come on, man. Stop doing that. How was that boxing moisture?
Wait, this is supposed to be her on the bike?
Yes, Tony.
On the bicycle?
Obviously a small man or woman.
This is supposed to be Queen Latifah on this damn bicycle.
Look at Taxi opening.
They wild.
Ain't no way, man.
Come on, dog.
Taxi 2004. Look up opening New York City.
That was her? Wow. That was her on the bicycle. That's crazy.
As they slid into the stunt double, it was a different person.
Come on, man. Come on, dog.
All right, but anyway.
But Queen Latifah got the acting chops. She got the versatility. She can do drama. She can do comedy.
I just watched Just Right recently, and I was like, Queen Latifah can really do no wrong to me.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
You look at her and Set It Off, and you look at her Just Right, two different characters.
Love it. And she went out like a boss and Set It Off.
Yeah, for sure.
She was so.
And you believed her in that role.
I. She's the anchor of the movie to me.
Yeah.
Like, she makes me think, if there's no Queen Latifah in the group, I don't think y'all can rob banks.
Yeah.
Vivica Fox is probably next in line. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Elise ain't no robbing banks. And Jada Pinkett don't really want to be there.
Right.
But Cleo?
Cleo was
life of crime. Yeah. She was spending the bread quick. They were like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. Let's rob another bank.
Right.
Baby, I don't care. I got my girlfriend
we're
here.
Doing this.
I'm on the hood of the car licking.
Yeah.
I spent that bread.
Man, dog. That was a good casted movie, man.
It was perfect.
All
and even
four of
when
them.
She like, when she's about to die, you finally see the like, I'm scared.
Right.
Right? Like that. Man. Pulling off the one note is not easy, but
yeah.
But that moment,
she layered us up right quick.
Layered us up, and then she goes back.
Yeah,
like, well, nigga, I'm finna be dead.
Yep. You knew she was scared.
And then when she gets shot, she,
yep.
She go back to the scare.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, you kill it. That's good acting.
Yeah.
Because I felt you in that moment, like, I'm dead to rights. I'm not going back to jail.
Yeah.
Probably should have stopped robbing the banks. Mm-hmm. Should have listened to them.
Should've
you know what I'm saying?
But here I am.
But now here I am where I'm not going to jail.
Right.
You're going to have to kill me. Love it.
Queen Latifah.
All right. My next one is Ice Cube.
Okay.
I feel like Ice Cube in the later years, he's kind of like had a run of like, remember when Eddie Murphy made like 7 bad movies in a row?
Yeah.
Like Ice Cube, I'm not saying he made bad movies, but like his start where it was not far off from his rap persona was great. Mm. Fridays were great.
Yeah.
Even ride-alongs were great. But then he's like, even All About the Benjamins, which people make fun of, or no, people like that. It's janky promoters.
Oh, yeah.
People
that movie's
like,
not that bad.
They're fun. I get it. Ice Cube has a funny thing. And even as the villain in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know this voice. I was like, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, dog.
So I feel like Ice Cube is a great rapper turned actor.
Yeah, for sure.
He
killed it in his debut.
Yeah.
You know, he has a lot of people say Ice Cube be playing the same person. No, I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? He was different. Doughboy was different than Are We There Yet?
Very. That's family comedy.
Barbershop Ice Cube is not the same as Trespass Ice Cube.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he has a nice little diverse resume. Like
yes.
When he was in Three Kings, you know, you can compare that to like what's another movie? Like Torque. Even though Torque wasn't that good, but it's just.
But character-wise,
he's
not playing
guy.
The
exactly.
angry. He just has the same face.
Right.
But he's not playing the same character.
The energy's different.
Yeah, you can't be. The family comedy, Are We There Yet? Is not Doughboy.
No, absolutely not.
Or I can't remember his character's name in Higher Learning, but it's definitely not that guy.
Right.
All right.
So Ice Cube, huh? Okay.
Ice Cube.
All right. I'm tapping in with. What we got? Four now?
We got four. Mos Def, Will Smith, Queen Latifah, Ice Cube.
Okay, I'm coming in with I'm gonna do LL Cool J.
That's what I was gonna say.
LL Cool J, man. Got a couple TV shows under his belt, still on the TV show.
He been how old is LL? 50 something?
Yeah, he gotta be in his 50s.
LL been working on that TV.
Oh, for sure.
Forever.
He's been on NCIS Los Angeles for mad long. He was in SWAT, he was in Deep Blue Sea. You know, he was in the Halloween franchise. He was a god on In Too Deep.
Yep. He's 56.
He could do the romantic comedies. He can do Kingdom Come. He could do, you know, Deliver Us From Evil. Or he could do, like, some street stuff. And I feel like he got a nice little resume.
He do. I mean, he's steady working.
Steady working.
Nothing to do with his rap career.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bona fide actor.
He is a legit six-figure-an-episode actor right now.
He had a sitcom too.
Mm-hmm. In the House.
That probably did it get 100?
I don't know. I don't know how long that lasted.
Let's see how long In the House.
It lasted a few seasons, that's for sure.
In the House that's was for sure. Two seasons.
That's it?
This says.
No, it's more than that.
No, it can't be.
It's more than that. Because they switched networks.
Ah, that's why.
Yeah.
In the House was 5 seasons, 76 episodes.
Was he there for the whole run? I feel like, didn't they do it without him after a while?
I don't remember watching.
Were they just kind of focused on Carlton and Kim Wayans? I can't remember.
Dan Carlton was in that.
Yeah. All right, who you got?
So, I like Andre 3000, but he hasn't acted a lot.
Yeah.
But everything he's done, I've... In Idlewild, he was great. Four Brothers, he was.
He was good.
He was. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this, y'all. Stop. He didn't want no smoke. He didn't want none of this street shit.
He's just fighting, stabbing. He's like,
please.
I don't want to do this, man.
Stop doing me like this.
Man, Ice-T been working.
Ice-T been working, man. He's been on Law & Order going on 20 years.
Has it been?
It's been like... It's probably been like 14, 15 years.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And he was in New Jack City.
Yep.
I want to shoot you so bad, my dick's hard. I was like.
That line was just. I don't know.
What?
I don't know if I wanted it that bad ever.
Why? Those are different parts of your body.
Yeah, I don't know.
That never sits right with me.
I don't know who wrote that line and why. I want to shoot you so bad, my dick's hard. You was that passionate about killing this dude? I would question. I'd be like, wait, why is my dick off? Thinking about this man.
I can't even shoot you because I need to understand what is making me aroused.
Man.
Murder? The prospect of murder is like, I want to have sex with this bullet.
Man.
As it enters your home, I want to smash the hole this puts in your body.
God.
What's happening, Ice?
I want to kill you so bad.
Is that line really, was that improv? You wrote that?
Man.
Give me something else.
Give me something else, man.
Give me another
take. I want to kill you so bad, I can't even see straight.
Not as hard hitting, but I can take
right.
it. Can you imagine a woman be like, I want to shoot you so hard, my coochie's wet.
Oh.
I want to kill you so bad, my
like,
coochie's wet.
That's what? How you feel, Sheldon? I'll be down there in the trash bags. That's how you feel, Sheldon? I mean, hey, do what you feel.
when I kill you so bad, my coochie's wet all over.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, snap. The crowd of people outside would be like, oh. Oh.
But she'd have to be killing a woman.
Oh, it's woman on woman. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You threw yourself in on
the
slider.
Yeah, I threw myself. I was in the trash bags. I was like, you want to kill me that bad, Sean? Should have said something early. We could have worked this out. Yeah, Sam, oh. I was talking about, you feel me? Iced tea, huh?
Okay. Iced tea.
I like it. His acting skills got better over time, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Now on Law and Order, it's kind of a joke. Like what his character would be. He always has like the little one-liners. I guess she was water in a cup. Just like, man, what?
That Mike Evans joke, he was like, homicide call this morning. Don't. That's it. He was like, that one episode, we was like, man, I'm not gay. I just have sex with men. He was like, that means you're gay.
Oh, my God. That means you're gay,
that
man.
Means you're gay.
What do y'all mean we forgot about A Different World? Who was the rapper turned actor in there? I don't know nobody.
In A Different World?
Was somebody we talked about in a...
Tupac was on there.
Different World?
Yeah, he was on there.
Cameo?
Yeah.
Tupac might be on the...
Tupac, that's my next pick.
Tupac?
Yeah. Tupac for
Tupac
sure.
As Bishop?
Oh, yeah. Here's why I struggle with Tupac as a rapper turned actor. My introduction to Tupac was actually movies.
Oh, really?
So I thought, I was like, yo, this is actor. He rapping?
Really?
And yeah. So... You know, even though technically Tupac was a rapper first, I mean, the actor
what
first.
What movie was it?
The first thing I saw him in, it was either Nothing But Trouble or Juice.
You heard him rap?
So I didn't hear him rap until I saw Brenda's Got a Baby. And so when I saw Brenda's Got a Baby, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, that's Bishop from Juice.
Yeah.
So I didn't know him.
Oh, you
so
went
when
the other
I watched
way.
Juice, I didn't know he was a rapper.
Got it.
So I was just like, it was just a cast full of, you know, actors.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, this actor's rapping now?
You got a different list.
Yeah, so I was like, rapper. So I didn't know about his history, of course, that he was in the School of the Arts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was just, to me, at the timing that I saw everything, because I saw Juice in theaters opening weekend. So later on, when I saw Brenda's Got a Baby, I was like, yo, man, this actor's rapping.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, I know John Singleton had written Baby Boy for him.
Mm.
And obviously he passed away before, but I would have loved to see his Baby Boy. And I like Tyrese in Baby Boy.
Absolutely.
Baby Boy. It became a comedy because I think BET played it so much.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the movie because they're not being funny. It's just like when you've seen a movie so many times, it's like you find the funny in it.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to see his version.
Oh, man.
He just would have been different.
Tupac is a great actor, though.
He's,
you know, his role in Juice, his role in Poetic Justice, his role in, like, Gridlock and Gang Related. It just showed a nice range of him.
Absolutely.
And, it just sucks that we only got, like, you know, four or five movies out of him. But, you know, he's a trained actor. So
absolutely.
And it showed. So I feel like he would have been the best to ever do it. But since we only got like a small serving size.
For sure.
A
small what?
Serving size of what he was capable of.
I thought you said small circumcised.
Oh,
I was this is not. I don't.
Small serving size.
People have not used this around for circumcised usually means one thing. You know, we only got the small circumcised of the Tupac.
Because he did Juice. He did Nothing But Trouble. He did Juice. He did Poetic Justice. He did Gridlock. He did Gang Related. And he did this movie called Bullet with Mickey Rourke. And that was it.
Six movies.
Yeah. That's all we get. And so, but pound for pound, he's one of the strongest rapper actors.
Absolutely. My next one, I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to stab and say I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Glover.
Okay.
Now, he was a...
I feel like he was a writer-actor first.
He was. Probably. I do think he was.
I feel like then he dipped into rapping later.
I feel like I read he was rapping, but he didn't take off. So he went to writing acting. I don't know if that's true, but I for sure know he didn't release no like quintessential like rap music.
I would like to keep this list as
just straight up
people that we knew rap.
Knew as
like
rappers.
They rap for real.
Okay.
And
okay.
then they went over into acting.
I'll give you
Donald
that.
Glover is too smoky.
Also, I want to say, real quick before I move off Donald Glover, who is Donald Glover? Because Donald Glover, the comedian, and then the actor in Community,
yeah,
and then the persona he, and I'm talking about like who he walks around as.
Yeah.
I don't know if he, is he the pre-Community comedian, Donald Glover? Is he Childish Gambino? He's like more of a moody, artsy person now with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Did he change over sometime after he became, I feel like after he grew the beard, his whole personality changed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, his comedy is not his persona now.
Yeah.
And usually comics, stand-up is an extension of your performance personality is an extension of your actual personality.
Right.
But I feel like I would love to see his stand-up now.
Yeah.
If he even, I don't even know if he does it anymore.
He still do it, yeah.
Because I don't know if I know who Donald Glover is.
I feel like I kind of can get a glimpse of who he is. I feel like what we saw on that stage is pretty much, and like, dude.
But he was kind of like a lot of his bits were like goofy and zany.
But he's that guy. Like, even though, you know, we see him in interviews now, he might be talking more serious, artistic, cerebral stuff. But when you, if you look at the, if you watch the clips of him and his co-star, Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
yeah,
their interactions.
He
feels like
that
the
argument
silly,
scene where she's in the fireplace.
Huh?
You talking about the argument when they're in the fire?
No. This was just like a interview where they were talking about where she asking. They're asking each other questions.
Not in
real life.
Oh, okay.
To me, he still feels like that funny, quirky comedian guy, based on how he interacts.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. So, I'll give you that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. What about Snoop?
I mean,
I like Snoop. I feel like he picks roles that are close to Snoopy.
Yeah.
Snoop type things.
Snoopy.
Even in that vampire movie with Jamie Foxx,
he
was just like, this is just Snoop as Snoop in a vampire.
I don't feel like he's top 10 material,
because
me personally.
Because he's not, there's no range.
Yeah.
He's believable in everything he does, but he does pick it be Snoop type stuff.
It's too much Snoop.
Okay, I'm gonna put him on the outside.
Yeah.
What about Method Man?
Now Method Man is showing us different ranges and gauges. He was a murderer in 187.
Yep.
You know, he was just a stoner, a likable stoner in How High.
Yep.
Now he's an attorney in the Power Universe.
That's Cheese in The Wire.
He was a snaky drug dealer.
Yep.
That was part silly, part dangerous.
1,000%.
So it's like he's
Which
giving
I feel
us
like
the range.
He that is the character.
Yeah.
Like Method Man be silly, but he also, if he ever wasn't playing, you would believe he's not playing no more.
Absolutely. 100%.
But he was in a TikTok with Jordan the Stallion. He was just playing around.
Yeah.
So I
like Method Man on this.
The Wire Method Man as Cheese is so good. Because
I don't look
at
him as Method Man. When I watch The Wire, I forget that Cheese is Method Man.
He is Cheese.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
Yeah.
All right, then, Cheese. Yeah. I mean, Method Man.
Method Man for sure.
All right, you're up.
All right, so rapper. I'm Luda. No, I'm not going to do Luda.
Why? He was in Crash.
He was in Crash. He was in the Fast and Furious franchise. He was in Hustle and Flow.
Maybe
I'll come back to Luda. I'm going to throw Common in there.
Skinny Black?
He was Skinny Black. I'm going to throw Common on my list.
What is Common done that you be feeling strongly about?
I liked him in Street Kings a lot.
Okay.
I liked him in Smoking Aces. I liked him in, what you call it, this movie called Love. And I liked him in John Wick, too.
John Wick was my favorite comic.
Yeah.
Just right, he was not hooping. And I told y'all, if you're not hooping, it takes me, you not hooping for real. Basketball is the hardest sport to act like you can. Football, there's some stuff you can do, but basketball, I said, Common, you was not hooping for real. Stop.
And I also saw him in Hell on Wheels, that TV show. But I feel like with Common, his strong suit is actually villain roles or like
for
darker
sure.
roles. So like when he plays an assassin or a killer.
Crazy. Or Date Night. Wasn't he the villain in Date Night?
Date Night. He was one of the dirty cops chasing
Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Yeah, he was one of them.
He's basically his character from John Wick in that movie. He's just a cop.
Kind of, sort of. But what you think? You think he can? Because you could veto.
I'm feeling like Common hasn't done anything that I've been overly impressed with.
Okay.
On the acting side.
Okay.
I don't feel like he's a bad actor.
Yeah.
But I've never been like
he's serviceable.
He's serviceable, which is, you know, fine. But I've never been like, okay, Common. Like, even even Snoop and Baby Boy as the like the murderous, I'm gonna kill you and kicking the baby's forehead over.
He was funny in that joke.
It was fun. I was like, okay, hold on 1 second, Tony, Melissa. I don't want to get
He was funny.
Yeah, listen. Almost done. All right. But that could also be because he's just picked roles that like play to his strengths.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Common, this is the other part of it. This is why I'm like going back and forth. I don't know if Common gets enough roles where he could be like, let me pick something that's against type.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Will, these other people, they're getting enough that they could be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Right.
I feel like, Common, you're going to be you and John Wick. Get over here. Like, pew, pew, I'm going to do that. But he's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not bad. 50 Cent actually is good. But he don't do nothing. See, like, Andre 3000, I feel like, has given me more in less opportunities. Low-key, Big Boy in ATL was such a surprise performance.
Big Boy did his thing in ATL.
Yeah, he hasn't done a lot of acting, but as the
villain...
He was
good in Idlewild and ATL.
Yeah, I'm like, they just haven't...
I didn't see Who's Your Caddy, though.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it.
But he hasn't done enough, but I like... Yeah. When he said, oh, I know that who I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it's over for you, Ant. You know what I'm saying? T.I. is interesting... T.I. is definitely not a bad actor, and he's actually done...
They were both in American Gangster, him and Common.
Yeah, and T.I. was playing a different character in American Gangster.
He was.
Versus Takers T.I.
I'm going to be like you, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, versus ATL T.I. Yeah. ATL T.I. felt like it was just T.I. as a young person.
Okay.
But American Gangster, he had the little fro. I was buying it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kid Cudi hasn't done a lot.
Kid Cudi is actually good.
I just haven't seen a lot of Kid Cudi. What has he been in? I seen him in House Party.
House Party again. He was on that show, Made in America on HBO.
Oh, I never watched that.
So I got to see him, a couple times. He's a natural. He was in that. He was in that horror movie called X. Oh, yeah. Somebody just mentioned X. Oh, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow was on.
T.I. Ant-Man was good.
He was. He was.
Let me put T.I. up in there. I'm going to take Common off, put T.I. in.
Yeah, man, get Common the hell out of here. Lonnie Crooks. Bow Wow was on.
But y'all sleeping on Common, though.
Nah, I'm not. I'm awake.
Y'all got to see.
I feel like I got an accurate assessment of Common.
You ain't see Street Kings.
I ain't see it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's one of his strongest performances.
Okay. Bow Wow was in, was it CSI or NCIS? He was one of those procedurals.
He was on NCIS Cyber or whatever. Or CSI Cyber.
Yeah, see, that's what
I never saw
going to.
I never saw that, though.
There's also too many NCISs.
Well, NCIS and CSI are two different
franchises. No, I know. I'm just throwing that in.
Oh, yeah.
There's like NCIS Sydney. Like, that's just, man.
Yeah.
NCIS New Orleans,
people be tuning in.
They do. I'd be so surprised that them shows just be working, man.
They be tuning in. So it's like
CSI was my jam, but it was with Gus. I liked Gus in CSI. The main dude with the glasses.
Oh, Gil.
Was it Gil or Gus?
Wait, who?
Gil is Breaking Bad, ain't it? Was it Gil or Gus, y'all?
Gus is Breaking Bad. Gus is
No, Gus is the bad guy in Breaking Bad. Yeah. Gil is the other scientist in Breaking Bad. He was Walt's partner.
Are you talking about William
Gil Grissom?
Peterson? Gil Grissom is on CSI.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Gil.
What did I say, Gus or Gil?
You said Gus initially, and I was like, Gil.
Okay, Gil. Yeah. Either way, that's the CSI I like.
T.I., damn it.
T.I. T.I.'s good.
Okay.
I like T.I.
Okay.
So the last one.
We got two left?
I was going to say just one.
Oh, we got one more.
Yeah, okay. We got Mos Def, Will Smith, Queen Latifah, Ice Cube, LL Cool J, Ice-T, Tupac, Method Man, T.I. Mm-hmm. Man, I like Eve, but she didn't do a lot. She had a recent show that didn't do Queens, All the Queens Men or something.
She's on there?
Yeah, I feel like she was just in a show. And she was, Who Drank My Apple Juice? She was great in Barbershop. Bow Wow or Luda?
They put Luda on there. They RZA, really want this to happen.
Am I not taking Bow Wow seriously as an actor? Because Lottery Ticket, he was solid and like Mike.
Bow Wow has always been solid in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah, I've never feel like he's, I never feel like Bow Wow's not where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of those episodes he was on TV. Busta Rhymes ain't done nothing. RZA do be in stuff. He be in some interesting.
He was in American Gangster as well.
Yeah, RZA be in some interesting. He was in that vampire movie, wasn't he? He was in something weird I didn't expect him in. Luda, I feel, I mean, 50 Cent, I didn't see the cancer movie he made, but in Power, he does a good job, but I feel like that's not far from his personality.
Luda might be the one, though.
Luda or Bow Wow, who do you think of those two? It's hard to take Fast and Furious movies seriously. That's why it's hard to take Luda seriously.
That's why I'm just like, because I'm thinking about Crash, Hustle, and Flow Luda.
The More Fast and Furious is not helping.
Ludacris was also in that Queen Latifah joint, playing her brother in the Netflix joint where they get harassed on the road trip.
Show was. I didn't particularly enjoy that movie.
Nah, me neither.
But he was solid.
He was solid.
You think he's better than Snoop?
Yeah, he's shown me more versatility.
I think I would go, because he was great in Hustle and Flow.
He was great in Hustle and Flow.
And
he
was great in Crash too. And Fast and Furious, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got the source
Fast
material.
And Furious, he's getting the job done.
What else could he
do? That franchise doesn't require a lot of heavy lifting on the
acting. That's what I was going to say. I don't think the world's greatest actor, if Anthony Hopkins is in Fast and Furious, it's going to be like, well, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a fun action movie.
Yeah,
now.
It's not.
It's like, it's not serious.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm cool with Luda.
All right, Luda.
All right, top 10 rappers turn actors. Mos Def, Will Smith, Queen Latifah, Ice Cube, LL Cool J, Ice-T, Tupac, Method Man, T.I., Luda. With honorable mention, Boward, Woward.
Put Common on there. Man.
Common. And Snoop.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
We got.
Nick Cannon is not a rapper turned actor.
Right.
Next up, we got ooh, recast it today. Yes. Waiting to Exhale. Oh, yeah. All right. We got, now, I ain't going to hold y'all. Y'all going to need to help me.
I don't know whose names is who.
I don't know. Bernadine. Let's just go Whitney.
Yeah.
Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Angela.
Angela.
Layla.
I feel like Angela was Bernadine. And Layla Rashawn's character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you got Wendell Pierce.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines. Mm-hmm. We need to do tap dancers turn actors next.
I love Gregory Hines, man. He
Greg Hines. You got
Michael T. Williamson.
McKelty. He, him in that movie in Versus Bubba Gump, you would never think that's the same person.
Mm-hmm.
McKelty. And then is it Michael Beach?
Michael Beach.
Michael Beach is the last one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Who is Whitney? It helps if she's a pop singer star.
Oh, so we doing this.
I feel like it helped Whitney.
Okay.
And it makes it harder for us.
Okay.
She's got to be believable as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to have had a good amount of musical success. Even though the character doesn't matter, like, casting wise, it's gonna help. It definitely helps sell the movie.
Okay.
Coco Jones not. As, I mean, she got to be big. Coco Jones is on the rise. But I don't think she's not as big as
Janelle Monáe.
They gonna throw me Janelle Monáe in for everything we do
because she can act.
But she didn't sell the. I'm talking about Whitney was selling.
Ain't nobody selling like that no more.
Okay.
Ain't
I'll
nobody
give you that.
Selling well, like
let's
Whitney
say streaming
no
then. She's not doing hard numbers for sure.
The only person in R&B that's doing crazy numbers is SZA, but I've never seen her act.
That's true.
Ain't nobody doing no crazy
numbers
in R&B.
SZA, Sis her, is the I think, has done one. A good job, and she's a serviceable actress. But is she?
She's too young though, man.
SZA?
No, her.
How old is her? You think she's 19?
She's 20. She's 20 young.
Her might be 30.
Brandy. Good choice.
Brandy.
That's the one.
She's 26. She is a baby.
She's a baby, though. It could be Beyonce or
she's
Brandy.
She's younger than you. Beyonce, absolutely not.
Okay.
I will not cast Beyonce in a non-music movie. In music, she is...
Cadillac Records is a magnum opus.
And Dreamgirls. Cadillac Records is my favorite because she captured the like emotion of
it. Yeah.
Dreamgirls.
Brandy can act.
Brandy can act.
Brandy Norwood Jr.
I don't think there's anybody else even.
Brandy Norwood.
I don't think there's anybody else. Jasmine Sullivan can act. I've seen her in. She's not as big as Brandy is, though.
No.
Forrest Whitaker has a TV show about Bumpy Johnson.
Oh, she's on there?
She's on. She had like
Godfather Harlem?
Godfather Harlem.
Oh, she's on there?
But she played a musician. Okay. But she was believable.
We know Brandy got the chops.
I love Brandy.
And she's a grown woman now. I like Brandy in the role.
I like Brandy. Okay. Loretta Devine's character.
Kelly Rowland is fine.
She's leaned into herself more lately.
She is just. All right. So we got Brandy. So now we cast.
Jennifer Hudson is big too, and Jill Scott. Big enough.
Oh, and can act. Jill Scott can act.
I love Jill Scott as an actress.
Let's throw Jill Scott up in the Loretta Devine role.
I was going to say.
I want
even
Jill
without
Scott
the
in
musical.
This. Yeah. I want Jill Scott.
Because you know what? Loretta Devine had some funny moments.
She did.
Some few slices of ham.
Yeah.
I feel like Jill Scott could pull that off.
Give me Jill Scott, man.
I'll give you Jill.
I want her in this.
She was in that movie with you.
She was in that movie.
I love Johnny Black.
Yep.
Okay.
Jill Scott.
Now, Angela Bassett's going to be the tough.
Oh, this one. Janelle Monáe.
I don't know.
We don't have to do a singer, so all right.
I don't know who the next Angela Bassett. I think it's the same problem with Denzel. Because Angela Bassett was carrying, Jackson 5, American Dream,
yeah.
What's Love Got to Do with It, all the way up to Black Panther, 9-1-1. Like, she's been as close to a leading lady as you can be for her duration.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a black actress that unless I'm thinking of.
Keke Palmer, huh?
Nah. Y'all just doing that because she does a good Angela Bassett impersonation. That's not the same thing as acting like Angela Bassett.
Journey Smollett.
That girl is good.
That girl can act.
She is good.
Her in...
In Lovecraft?
Lovecraft Country?
Yeah.
Journey can bring it.
She was just in something I saw with the Jamie Foxx movie as his other... The Burial? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
She's the other attorney against him in Burial.
Oh,
and she stands too well. Yeah, I like Journey. Could you see Journey doing the walk away with the fire?
Yeah.
That's the scene
you
need.
I can see her pissed off. I can see Keke doing it too.
For whatever reason, Keke is not coming across as old enough to me to
do
it.
She does seem like a baby to me.
Yeah.
I will always see Keke as, I know she's a grown woman, but I'm still just
like. Is she 30? She is?
She's 30. She's 30 on the dot. She's just not coming into womanhood.
How old is Journey Smollett? Like she got to be mid-30s, right?
She got to be like 31, 32.
37.
She 37?
37.
Man, get Journey in here, man.
I'm good with Journey.
Get Journey in here.
Are you feeling like we got the star power? Whitney's a constellation, though. It's kind of hard because they not, singers, men or women, are not as famous as they were
right.
at
it's
that
a
time.
Different
that's why
time.
That's why it'd be hard to recast The Bodyguard. Because Whitney was believable as that.
We had to do Beyonce.
You have to do Taylor Swift and a black dude as the bodyguard.
Oh, we got
Taylor Swift you could buy as that pop princess. And if you got
Beyonce.
The flip. I'm not doing it.
But is she's a musician in the movie.
She is.
Whitney
it's not a music
Whitney
based
didn't
movie,
do
though.
Mad heavy lifting in The Bodyguard.
She did it. But it wasn't Beyonce. I need her to be music, like She need to be doing the music stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Performing backstage. Yeah. Whitney was like, it was on like almost like an MTV Diary version of her life.
Yeah.
Except the song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that part. But nah, I don't. I like Beyonce in so many things. But if you say the bodyguard starring Beyonce and in Chris Hemsworth.
Hold on. Why is Journey a no for y'all? Give me solid evidence on why Journey can't pull off the role.
For Angela Bassett's character?
Y'all got to give me some solid ground here.
I thought we was in agreement. Journey would be dope.
Oh, so y'all with Journey?
I like Journey for it. Journey got it. Journey should be Layla's character. Take Ice-T off the list. You behind. Click the live.
I like it. So they feeling Journey. All right. I just
click the live button. We have been talking about Ice-T for a minute now.
She looks too young. No, we're not doing that. But she a grown woman.
She's 37. She does look young, but she is 37.
She's grown.
But in the burial, she wasn't coming across as young at all.
And even though she might look young, I felt her as a grown woman in Lovecraft.
For sure. She had the gravitas. So
that's what's selling me here.
Yeah, she had the gravitas for sure.
She feels more grown than Kiki for me.
Yes. Yes. And I love Kiki. She doesn't have sex appeal?
To me, Journey has sex appeal.
She does to me, too. Yeah. All right, we good.
Then watch out, yo.
Jennifer Hudson for The Bodyguard, I could buy.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. She ain't been selling music like that, but like.
Beyonce can pull off The Bodyguard. But that's a different. We getting off track.
Nah, man. We got on track.
They really want Teyana Taylor in something. They want her in something. She's been coming up all day.
We'll get a moment.
We ain't talking about nothing. Teyana Taylor. Teyana Taylor.
I like Teyana Taylor.
Me too.
I gotta see her
in that one film that she's leading in before I can really assess Teyana Taylor's acting.
Yeah, you're on the one she's leading.
Yeah,
the
most I gotta watch that one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm still chilling on Teyana Taylor for now.
What's the girl from Spider-Man?
But I know she can bring it. So we need Layla Rahsaan cast. I don't even remember what her character was like in that movie.
I know McKelty was like, you raggedy.
Right.
I don't remember a lot of her storyline.
Tony's boo for Layla's role, Nicole Beharie. I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Just throwing her in.
We put Nicole in there.
That's our Teyana Taylor.
We put Nicole in there. We put, you know, Shannon back up in there.
There's nothing I won't throw Nicole Beharie.
Yeah. I mean, if we doing this, we doing this.
Bresha Webb for Layla Rahsaan? Mm. That's not bad.
I'm not mad at that.
I think Bresha's actually, they have a lot of similar qualities.
I don't remember Layla's character at all. I just remember the balcony argument. I don't remember nothing else.
I could take Bresha.
I ain't seen this movie since the 90s.
Yeah, I don't run it back. I watched some of the clips. I watched that clip and I watched Angela Bassett burning the clothes up.
Yep.
Bresha Webb.
Bresha Webb then.
Bresha's an accomplished actor. We Bresha-ing
it up. Let's get it.
All right, Wendell Pierce.
The Menfolk.
Wendell Pierce. Who's got a...
What's his name from Atlanta? Brian Tyree Henry.
I love him.
Let's do him.
But can he give... Like, Wendell, when he was like... Like, you know what I mean?
Because I know he has those gears. Think about him in the Godzilla movies.
Yeah. And also, was it Mephisto in the Marvels?
Fastos.
Fastos.
Yeah.
What did I say? Mephisto?
Mephisto. That's where you go.
That's somebody else, ain't it?
Mephisto is the devil, kind of, but okay. Totally different guy.
Also, I don't think there's anything Brian Tyree Henry can't do.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you put him in the glasses in this thing, I feel like he could pull it off.
He could pull off this role. Brian Tyree Henry.
Brian Tyree, easy.
Somebody said Rail. That's not bad either. I'm not mad at Rail.
Rail might Let's be put a Rail better
in
fit.
There. Put Rail in there.
Rail could give you that funny.
Rail Howery. Let's go.
Lil Rail. Okay. Lil Rail. Y'all Patreon, man. Y'all actually, y'all be doing a good job addition to the show.
Y'all on the
y'all
case.
Y'all a good addition to the show. I'm glad we're doing it.
Oh, yeah, for
Me
sure.
Me and Tony ain't got to think of everything.
Right.
All right. Gregory Hines. He was a
nice guy.
He was a nice guy.
He's a good dude.
He was right across the street.
Yeah.
He's also the man you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? John David Washington?
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I like J.D. Dubs.
Because the thing about Gregory Hines, he's not over the top.
He's not.
Sexy man.
Mm-mm. He's solid, good
solid,
man.
Yeah.
Toyota Camry of a man. Not brand new. Maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's a nice Camry.
Yep.
Rides good, low on miles.
Don't want no smoke.
John David Washington.
Let's get it.
Now, McKelty's character, we're just basing it off SC.
The scene at the bottom of the balcony.
Who could be drunk and funny?
Sterling K. Brown.
I was gonna say him.
He could take it there. That gear. You think about him in that gospel joint he did with Regina Hall.
Yeah, Honk If You Love Jesus.
You think about how he was acting in American Fiction.
I was gonna say American Fiction.
Yeah.
He never was drunk or high, but if he went there.
He was high.
I mean, he was high, but he wasn't like how McKelty was like.
Oh, yeah. He was
Sterling
stumbling.
K. was like getting high.
Yeah.
But he was never like.
Right.
Gone high. Mm-hmm. He was always aware.
Sterling could take it.
He just did the drug. They came. He was like, man, I didn't even know you was here. Like, he wasn't even like, you know.
Right. I like Sterling K. Brown in the
role. I like them too. Michael Beach. He's kind of like a wholesome. He cheated though, right?
Yeah.
In this movie?
Michael B. Jordan.
Just because it's Michael Beach?
I can see Michael B. Jordan as that character, the businessman, the mustache.
He do have the mustache.
Yeah, man. I can see him going to court with his ex.
I would like to see Michael B. Jordan as this.
Yeah.
Has he been a bad guy in anything?
That's what I'm saying.
Killmonger.
Yes. We need to see him in this type of role.
He ain't been slimy.
Yeah.
And also, Killmonger wasn't really a bad guy to me.
I felt Killmonger in a lot of ways.
That's the best villains.
Yeah.
You could easily be like, everything Killmonger's saying is
right.
Absolutely right.
He's just going about it wrong, but I feel him.
Yeah. The only thing he really did that I was like, hey, was kill his girlfriend. That's when he crossed into villain. Stealing from the museum, who cares?
Yeah.
The way Wakanda should do with their stuff.
Right.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. Feel like you could say Wakanda has been a little passive.
Yeah.
Shooting the girlfriend is like, nah, I can't defend you on that.
You can't defend him on that.
That's when he's like, I got to do a villainy thing. Mm-mm. Show you I don't care. I got to go full bore. Kill full the girlfriend bore. Who's with. The girlfriend was in all the way.
She had his back, man.
Why are you killing her?
She was shooting him in the gym.
She literally was shooting in the gym.
Dang.
All right. Wedding to Exhale has been recast by Kevin Tony Enterprises Movies Incorporated, a division of New Line Entertainment. Whitney Houston's character is Brandy. Loretta Devine's character is Jill Scott. Big fan. Angela Bassett's character is Journey Smollett. Lila Rashawn is Brisha Webb. Wendell Pierce is Lil Rel Howery. Gregory Hines' character is John David Washington. McKelty T. Williamson is Sterling K. Brown. They both got initials.
They trying to... No, Michael Ealy for the Gregory Hines, no. He has to be every man.
Yeah, Michael Ealy.
Michael
Ealy got
light eyes, man. Get out of here.
He got green eyes, man. That's an automatic disqualifier for a regular guy.
Oh, they saying, wait, we need the Wesley Snipes cameo roll up.
I don't even remember.
He showed up at the end at the bar talking to Angela Bassett. So that's giving a glimmer of hope of Angela moving on.
Wesley was very 90s. Fine, like
he was killing it at that time. Leon from the Five Heartbeats.
Leon, 60 years old, man.
Michael Ealy for the Michael B. character. No, Michael B. Jordan. He need a mustache. Michael B. Jordan got the mustache.
He need a mustache, man.
The ex-husband, I'm going to court mustache. Idris Elba, he been in these type of roles before. We want something different. Oh, Leon was the movie. Leon was in the movie?
JDW ain't in his early 40s.
Idris Elba for Wesley. Okay. Mahershala Ali as the Wesley. I like that.
That's good.
Mahershala as the Wesley role. I'm liking this.
John Davis, 39.
Who was Leon in the movie? Is that Layla? Is that who Layla was with? Oh, Layla was with him. They're saying Aldis Hodge for the Leon role.
Aldis Hodge is perfect for that.
All right, we throw Aldis Hodge in there for the Leon role that
Aldis
I completely
Hodge
forgot about.
Perfect.
And then we'll do Mahershala for the Wesley Snipes.
There we go. All right, we're going to play a quick game. Me and Tony got to, we got to, it's called Till You Can't Go No More. We got to name R&B groups.
Okay.
We got to decide how long is the thinking time.
So we'll do 20 seconds?
No, Tony, that's too long.
Okay.
He got to be like, boom, boom, okay. Boom. You know what, let's get to 5 seconds. 5 seconds should be the longest.
Okay. Dang, that's pressure.
5 seconds. We doing male and female?
Yes, R&B group.
Till You Can't Go No More. We start off with Tony, then Kev, then Tony, then Kev, until we run out of R&B groups. I thought I opened all these.
5 second rule.
5 seconds. Oh, this is 5 seconds. So when you name it, you flip it.
Name it and flip it. Oh, that's the 5 seconds?
That's 5 seconds. So after I say my name, I flip it.
Got you.
You say your name, you flip it.
Okay.
If it gets to the bottom, that person's out. Gotcha. You go first?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Boys to Men.
Jodeci.
Drew Hill.
Escape.
SWV.
Wait, I also don't think it's 5 seconds. Hold on, let's pause. If it doesn't get to the bottom, it's not really 5 seconds.
Okay. So wait, all right, let's count it.
Okay.
One, two.
But if I turn it right here, it's just going to be 2 seconds again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we got to wait.
We gotta wait. But that gives us more time to think.
Yeah.
How can we do this? Kim is on the case.
Kim was already in
the struggle. I'm about to lose. And we got to keep going without nobody we named already.
All right. Oh, snap. Okay. So we starting from scratch?
Starting from scratch.
All right,
actually, let's start over. Fresh, say you can use the same ones you did.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men.
Jodeci.
SWV.
Escape.
TLC.
Brownstone.
Portrait.
Mocha Steph.
Jade.
Total.
The Four Tops.
Drew Hill.
The Temptations.
Jagged Edge.
Player.
H-Town.
Black.
The Vandellas.
The Supremes.
The Whispers.
The OJs.
Cameo.
The Isley Brothers.
Ricky and Bob in the Ricky and Terror Tower.
Damn. Who? Ricky and Bob and them? Terrence Howard? Where was he going with this?
Oh, the names were just blown. Oh, New Edition.
New Edition.
Involved.
Y'all got all the answers when the clock ain't on you.
My brain, these names were just turning black. Dang. Well, that was a good time.
That was.
That was a good time. That's a good ending game. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Mm.
Patreon, thanks for hanging out with us for 6 hours straight, man, on your work day. We'll be here tomorrow, same amount of time.
Portrait is a real R&B group. They sang the song, Here We Go Again.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Here we go.
10 to 4.
Going through
for y'all
the
tomorrow.
Same thing. Don't play me.
If y'all ain't on
Do
Patreon,
not play me.
We love y'all. Just watch the video, click like, subscribe, all that stuff. We'll see you next time.
Boom.